Well, welcome to Marie and Matthew. Looks like are on here. He's got two people on here so far. Three people. Keith just joined in, too. All right. We can actually fall back and regroup here.
Get back to the beginning. Well, we have to be a group to regroup.
Yeah, yeah. Running a little lighter with the number of folks here tonight, but that's okay. We've got the basics plus.
We had to take in people off the street.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. Even for the purpose of clicking, so Melody gets to do double duty, singing and clicking. Of course, that's
giving her excuses if she messes up.
But you and I always play and sing. So she should be able to click and sing, right?
Like we do. Just hold that like a guitar, and it'll make more sense.
Yeah. So, hey, perfect. So Melody, click to the first one here so people can sing along with us. We can sing By Faith.
By faith we see the hands of God in the line of creation's grand design. Walk by faith and not by sight. By faith our fathers roamed the earth with the power of his promise in their hearts, of a holy city built by God's own hand, a place where peace and justice reign.
We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We'll walk by faith and not by sight.
Go in the power of the Spirit to the lost, to deliver captives and to preach good news in every corner of the earth.
We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done.
We'll walk by faith and not by sight. By faith the mountains shall be moved, and the power of the gospel shall be revealed. For we know
welcome to Thursday night.
We will stand as children of the promise.
Practice night.
We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We'll walk by faith and not by sight. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done.
We'll walk by faith and not by sight. We'll walk by faith and not by sight.
Nice. A good hold. Oh, looks! Hey, look, Michael Pate has joined us, too. So welcome to Maria, Matthew, Keith, and Michael. This is a really bizarre Thursday night. Very bizarre Thursday night, because we don't have our regulars that usually come out here. We don't have any of that. We're missing about half of the praise band, but that part's not too disappointing. Oh, actually, take that back. Look, two of them are walking in. Two of our regulars are walking in right now. They're just running a little late. But on Facebook, we've got about four. Where normally by now we got about a dozen. But hey, that's
is
okay.
Is it accidentally Wednesday or something?
I don't know. Today's Thursday, isn't it? I think it's Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Thursday. Well, you know what? It's not. I know what's wrong. Bruce isn't here.
That's it.
Bruce isn't here. Oh, Karen isn't here. Rita isn't here. Bill.
I know you're not watching, but why aren't you here?
Well, maybe he's watching.
No, I know he's not.
You know he's not. Okay. Well, maybe he should be. Oops, I got to get rid of this capo.
I can't figure it out, let alone.
All right. Well, Melody, you still clicking here? You got
yes.
Okay, good. Sing along with us. Trade My Sorrows. Lead us off here, Melody.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, shook down but not destroyed. I blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, and his joy is gonna be my strength. Yes, Lord. Amen. And we say yes, Lord. Amen. And we say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Communion. Welcome, ladies. Glad you're here. It's feeling a little light here, so now we have... Now we have two sitting out here for us.
We didn't have band. We didn't have audio.
I mean,
we're
missing all kinds of people. And Facebook is running the light, too. I got four people.
We were an act without talent or a talent without act. I don't know.
Okay, folks. I'm glad you're here, ladies. And I'm glad our Facebook people are here. Of course, it's recorded. They can always watch it later. Hmm? Being alive is good.
Don't know.
Don't know. You ready, Melvin?
I left that place a lot.
All right. So we're actually going to be having communion before the opening. Isn't that exciting? So here you go. That's why the slides are the way they are. Actually, well, that's right. You don't even have it. You don't even have slides for this.
No, they don't.
So just leave that sit. Leave that sit. You don't have slides for this. So just let it sit. We're going to do that song that you got up there.
Next.
So just hang loose. Now let's try it.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my scorn of stone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Man, it's Thursday. Forgive me, Lord. Give me grace to hit the right notes. At least Melody's hit the right notes.
Maybe she's wrong word right.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the one he came to save, till on the cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God.
Welcome to Thursday. I should quit playing the bass.
Yeah, extra notes for
every sin
on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
It's definitely Thursday night. It is definitely Thursday night. Still saying hello to Maria. And Matthew and Keith and Michael. Almost makes me wonder if Facebook's not even updating right. But hey, I'm still seeing myself, I guess. But hey, it's what Facebook does to us. Now, your favorite sing-along out here, right?
Oh, we gotta go back, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go back to go forward.
That's right. In the next rev, it'll be correct. But in this rev, it's...
He's skipping
it's,
past
in this rev, it's... Oh. Oh, yeah, I noticed on the back button, it actually did like two pay. It actually goes like doubles.
Yeah, and I'm... messing with me.
So you have to do a double tap. But bless God, he is able.
It didn't used to do that.
And Melody normally sings over here, but Todd's not here tonight, so we got her grooving in the middle here with us, which is good. Actually
just
got our digital zoom on.
I thought I had all the space in the world. Kicking me. Todd grew his hair out and got... Todd, how feminine you're looking today. I've said that before.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am storm through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way
draws me, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Nice. Hey, got a couple that have joined us. Christina's joined us, and Doug has joined us. Welcome. You guys. Oh, we already did this song. I got to send out the new version.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, we're making our way to the there he is. That's the song we're up to next. Thank you. We are back grooving here. Actually, this one you probably do. All right, so Melody is leading actually, you're officially leading, right? I think she's officially leading music. So at the University of Dayton, she's back from the University of Dayton. So I've got her here for tonight. She's going to be singing there with us on Sunday too, which is awesome and great. So make sure for Facebook Live folks, make sure you come and listen to the rest. We got all the band here. Well, not all of it. More of the band, I should say. We have piano.
We'll still be missing the other two guitars.
Well, that's true, but that's okay. But we have piano.
We'll have a piano.
We have a little more.
We might have another vocalist.
Anyway, we can pull this song. We can pull off with what we've got here.
Yeah.
We can do this.
We can. Doesn't mean we will. We can.
All right.
We will.
Let's try this.
Oh shoot.
I can see the clouds rolling, I can feel the winds that try to shake me. I will not be moved, my feet are on the rock. Ooh, I can feel the waters rise, I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now, my feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. When the waters come and the earth give way, I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. I can see the morning light, I can feel the joy on the horizon. Here my faith is found, I stand on solid ground. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters flow and the earth give way, I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands, our feet are on the rock. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands, our feet are on the rock. On Christ's solid rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. Stop your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock.
When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain.
My feet are on the rock.
It worked.
It did work. It worked. Woohoo.
Drummer showing off again.
Brandon Houston just joined us. Hello. Okay, so.
I just joined. I felt bad for the low attendance. So I quickly signed up for Facebook. And
there you go. That's the one. Thanks, Debbie. Quickly signed up. What'd you click on? We actually had one lady here that would watch on. We had Todd here once. Todd was sitting here and he was watching.
Todd was sitting here. Somehow he was watching on Facebook.
I think somebody was using his login. His wife probably. That's right. All right. Well,
actually,
I know
we still did.
Now we know you know this one, so you got to sing this along with us, right? Did we have an intro for this, or we just kind of start this? I think you kind of had a little intro, didn't you? To God be the glory, great things he has done. What kind of intro is that? Welcome to Thursday night. He gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. The Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But pure and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Good ending. All right, one more. One more. And this is the song that I can get away with. Oh, hey, look who else is joining me. Todd Truman joined. Oh, my goodness. And I see John Taylor on
here.
She
took her spot.
David, I see Linda Eastep's on.
Nice spot.
Watching tonight. God bless you guys. Glad you could be here with us. They're filling it up for us. They're filling it up for us. That's good. All right. Do we remember? Brandon gets to start this one, doesn't he? With music, that is.
Wait, if I started.
Implying that if you never start, I never go? Okay, so this isn't exactly your favorite, but you're a good sport, team player, and all that good stuff. It's not rap, but it's close. You doing the lemon?
Lemonade.
Here we go. I'm just so broke you won't believe, can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shut down by the life police. And every time I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me?
You can be bitter, bitter, bitter.
Or you can be better, better, better.
When life gives you lemons, it's gonna be okay. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, bury your gold. Find some sugar cane. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Now every day's like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the streets feeling like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
On the bottom of the glass now I see clear. Now I laugh just a little more. I stand much taller than I did before. I know I'm not what I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. Used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. But now I feel better, better, better. When life gives you lemons, it's gonna be okay. Don't worry, little children, and don't complain. Whoa, wherever you're going, find some sugar cane. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
I was saved for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. Whoa, whoa, so many miracles are happening each day. If I can just get out of my own way.
When life gives you lemons, it's gonna be okay. Don't worry, little children, don't complain. Whoa, marry your golden, so find some sugar cane. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Lemonade, lemon, 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 woo! Yeah, you like that one?
I heard the moment you did. There was like pause, and you're coming back in with a simple
rhythm. One of these days, let me switch over to the other microphones. Indeed. What that? Oh, no, no. Actually, this is a newer song. This is the early, mid-2000s, actually. Probably about 2000 and what? Let's see here. Todd is all about lemonade. See, Todd's saying, man, I wish you would have been here to play lemonade tonight. But that's okay. Oh, you're going to do Motel 6? Let's do Motel 6. All right. Let's get moved over here now. Let's see. Melody, I need that tablet. He's not going to be here on Sunday, so. All right, let's see if I can get back on this. Get this out of the way. Actually, I'll go ahead and do something here. Here we go. Oh, sounds like I got to go ahead and adjust this again. Give me just a moment. Share a message. We'll take prayer requests. So those of you on Facebook, if you have any prayer requests, we're going to be getting in a circle here in a little bit. After we share a brief message from our sponsors.
That'd be Jesus. There we go. I don't know why this game pot wants to be dirty, but we're going to take care of it here. Okay. Can you hear me now? I think it's a yes. Okay. It all works. All works indeed. Okay, let's get this out of the way. Oh, we're ready to go. Move. Good move. Well, welcome. Thank you. Glad you ladies are here. Absolutely. But God is good. God is good. Boy, we have all kinds of stuff going on today. So I pre-opened. I still let it fall open, all right? But I still pre-opened the Bible to see what's going on. Oh, I got to get my phone going here in case somebody gives us a prayer, sends us a prayer request. I want to make sure we don't miss that. So again, for those of you who haven't been with us before, give us your prayer requests. I'll be watching them here as it scrolls across my phone, because unfortunately with Facebook, that's exactly what happens. It'll scroll off the screen when we're going live. But that's what that does. So God opened me up to into John. And actually, John 17. And I like what the header on this is, on this chapter for John 17. It says, Jesus prays for himself. We don't really think a lot about that, do we? You know, because Jesus is God in the flesh, right? So we don't really think about Jesus actually praying for it. We know Jesus prays for others. He does it, you know, he's awesome and amazing like that. He's so faithful. But in John 17, it starts off, it says, as Jesus said this, let me double back. So there's a little bit leading into chapter 17 here. This is when Jesus is speaking, and he's talking about, he's saying, a time is coming and has come where you will be scattered to each his home. So he's predicting what would happen with the disciples, you know, when he was persecuted and crucified. He said, you will leave me all alone. Then Jesus goes on to say, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. And boy, do we really need peace in this world, right? Matter of fact, a number of prayer requests that I've already have pre-written down from some people I've been doing ministry with on Facebook deals with really a lack of peace, brain injuries, anxiety, stress, all kinds of pains. It's just, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So now, starting into 17, where Jesus prays for himself. So after he said all this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. He said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And that's huge. Jesus gives us all a mission, all right? God gives us all a mission. Jesus' mission, he completed and was obedient all the way to the end, right? Every one of us has a mission on this earth. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. So here Jesus is confirming, all right, because you remember all the way back in Genesis, it says, let us make man in our image, all right? So that's affirmation there, just as Jesus said, as I had with you before the word began. Now Jesus prays for his disciples. This is John 17, verse 6. He says, I've revealed to you those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. So Jesus right there is talking about obedience, right? Talking about, hey, the disciples here, they've obeyed. They've been obedient. Now they know everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. All right? And we've got those words right here, don't we? We've got them all right here. And they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. Now, isn't this interesting? All right? So Jesus is praying specifically for those who have accepted him. All right? And he calls them, for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. Them meaning the disciples, right? Okay. And all the people who believe. And I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name. Now, Jesus right there is declaring how powerful that name, the name of God, is, right? There's a great power in there. And then the name you gave me, so the name of Jesus, right? So that they may be one as we are one. So once again, we're getting affirmation from Jesus, right? Started off as one before all the world, being joined back as one, and anyone who believes in Jesus is all part of the club, right? While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled, referring to Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. He said, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. So Jesus obviously was filled with joy. Peace, joy. I mean, that was Jesus, right? Peace and joy. So he says, cool. So the measure of joy within them. He says, so I've given them that. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. So Jesus right there is making pretty clear, hey, you know, I'm not of a worldly spirit. I'm a heavenly spirit, of an eternal spirit. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. So again, Jesus is affirming what we already know, right? You know, the devil is the prince of this world. You, worldly thinking, worldly actions, worldly consequences. He said, they are not of the world, even if I am not of it, because they've renewed their minds, right? They're living in the spirit realm. They're not living in the world. They're physically in the world, but spiritually they're living for God, for Christ. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. What is he referring to there? The sanctification, of course, is what the, remember the in the Old Testament, the high priest would be cleansed, sanctified, you know, so they could go through the offering, the shedding of the blood. So Jesus essentially is saying, okay, you know, I'm preparing myself for this. Now Jesus prays for all believers. That's us. So that was specific for the disciples. Now it's for all. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Because here we are. We get the message through the Bible, right? That all of them may be one. Father, as you and I, you in me and I am in you. May they also be with us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me. Now think about that. We have the glory of Jesus. He's given that to us. Let your light so shine, right? That they may be one as we are one. I am in them, in you and me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you have sent me. And I've loved them even as you have loved me. Almost done here. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. There's a second time we see that, right? Where Jesus has affirmed that, hey, he was there, you know, when God created the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they know you that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. So then in John 18, that chapter is where Jesus gets arrested. Right. Man, glory and peace, right? Glory and peace. Karen's watching now too. Karen back here. All right, good. And for those of you still connected on Facebook, we're going to be taking some prayer requests here locally. So give us your prayer requests. We're going to lift things up. I had a few things already. I'll just share when we get in the circle here. For the sake of time, Melody's with us. Melody's hanging out at University of Dayton. She's here tonight. She's here through Sunday. Going back Sunday afternoon, right? Okay. So Melody's going back Sunday afternoon. What is your official break anyway? What is there an official break, or is this the way your classes work out? Oh, this is considered to be a fall break for University of Dayton. Okay. Prayer request, Melody?
Yes. I feel like I'm doing a lot right now with work and extracurriculars and
busy, like over busy at school. Peace, strength, coordination. And I'm not talking about Scott's coordination. Yeah, coordination of time, just. But if the Lord, but if God's laying on your heart, you know, to back off of one of those too, you know. Listen to the Spirit, right? Listen to it. But for right now, you're just got your hands in a lot of different things. That's good. But you have good phrases too. I know your praise team and all that up in Dayton is doing well. Yes, that's a good joy. That's right. Angelo's taken over the music lead, right? Which is what you're doing. And now they're moving you into what type of a role there? Logistics. Nice. Good. Neat stuff. Oh, and we got it. You got some congestion stuff or whatever, right? Yeah. We need to pray against congestion junk. Tell that garbage to go. Very good. Hi, ladies. How you doing? Debbie. Prayers for Sandy. Same as last time, or anything different?
She's not having the same problem with her new medicine. Just making her really tired.
So this medicine that they've been giving her is making her tired, yeah. Is that the only side effect, just making her tired, or is it giving her other junk? Some redness, some skin redness and other stuff, but okay, but still, she shouldn't have to endure any of that. How much longer is she supposed to be going through all this treatment stuff for this breast cancer?
She has 6 more weeks, but she only has 2 more treatments.
2 more treatments, okay. Okay. And how's Leroy?
He's doing okay.
All right. Leroy. Really? Okay. All right.
So his feet hurt.
Okay, we'll pray for his feet then. For Leroy's feet. And for patience.
And Trevor Mercy's for Sarah and Kate. They're coming from Wisconsin.
Sarah and Kate. Do I know those two? Should I know those two? Sarah and Kate.
My niece.
Oh, that's right. Nice. All right. Travel mercies indeed. And of course, the Men's Emmaus Walk's coming up. Are you sponsoring anyone? I might ask you to sponsor one person if you can, because you're not going to be working it. And Roger. I think Roger's going to go. Mm-hmm. I think he is. It'd be great. Great. And for those who may still be hanging out with and wondering what I'm talking about, the Walk to Emmaus, the Men's Walk to Emmaus, starts next Thursday night, October 11th, goes through Sunday night, Sunday evening, like around 6 p.m., October the 14th. And we still have openings for pilgrims on that. It's a great 3-day event. Just really, really get in touch with God. So we got the Men's Walk to Emmaus. Oh, good. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine. And I got blessed Tuesday.
What you got? What do we have here? Oh, are you officially listed in here?
I am.
Well, here, wait a minute. Let's see if I can get this. There we go. Except I got to find, I didn't look to see where you were.
Where your hand is.
Which hand? Oh, on the back? Oh, there she is. She's on the back. Here we go. Here we go. Here's Linda. Let's see if we can get this on here. Got to get it folded right. Let's see if we can get this. Look, there's Linda. All right, so Linda, awesome. Awesome, you're famous.
Well, they had when they made an adaptation
right.
for the movie, they always put an artist in there.
Nice.
So this was my cut.
Oh, okay, good. So they always have a featured artist, right, for V&V. That's fantastic. And you're featured. That's fantastic. That's good. That's a blessing. So is that like an artist of the month, or how often do they put that out? Is it quarterly?
I'm not sure how often.
Is it like a newsletter? Nice. So you're the artist of the quarterly newsletter for V&V. That's beautiful. Congratulations. That's worth. Okay. Oh, good. Let's see. They haven't had any prayer requests over Facebook yet. Okay. Of course, our numbers are a lot lower than they've been on past Thursdays, too. Everybody must be watching some other TV or something, right? Am I missing something? Is there any Senate stuff not doing anything? I don't vote till tomorrow, so they're certainly not watching that. But anyway.
Until God prays for the vans.
The vans. That's right. We prayed for the vans last time, too. Did they had any progress on that? The V&V van needs.
But pray for me. I have 1 month.
Yeah.
So I'm sailing to get ready for Costa Rica.
1 month. You're leaving in 1 month?
Yes.
Leaving in 1 month for Costa Rica.
Yes.
Is that with your same group that you normally travel with?
Same with the same group.
Nice. In Costa Rica. That'll be awesome. Good for you. That'll be fun.
And the
canola. You're excited. Good for you. That'll be fun. Yeah, that was the next thing. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I know that Bruce and my mom and dad, well, Bruce and Donna, that they're all hanging out in Florida. All right, so I can
together?
Different parts of Florida. My parents are going to be back at Thanksgiving, I think, and then they'll stay through Christmas and then go back in January. What's Bruce's plans? Is he coming back Thanksgiving, or is he waiting, or what's his plans? That's right, they got a closing they're doing. Okay, so he's not officially down there for... Nice. Really? So kind of like, so what you're describing is kind of a...
It's like two
men in your truck. All right. So in this moving thing he's doing, right? So instead of two men in a truck, it's your truck and you rent men. You rent labor. Is this like a service like Uber or something type of thing, or how do they? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Nice. Oh, and then Melody's watching live too. That's funny. How are you? That's right. Gotta watch. Well, you gotta make sure it's working, right? Make sure it's working. Oh, but anyway, back row. We got Bruce covered. So, school. How's the professor world there, Brandon? Okay. School trials is how I'll call it. What's that? School. Yeah. And I know Scott is always Scott is always in battle with gravity. How did gravity do it? Who won this time, gravity or you this week?
A tie.
Joy. So one of these never-ending projects finally did end? Oh, was it? So, okay. So now that you have the funds to get another project is coming to your lap, right?
Just tell me the details of this project that I hadn't showed up in my life a week ago.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, cause there you go. There's Brandon. There's a Joy for Brandon. He's got his new Jeep Joy. All right. Brandon's got Jeep Joy. Does a four-wheel drive actually work on it?
Yes, very well.
Oh, good. Oh, you mean you leave it in four all the time? Okay. Chris, hey, Chris Trouble joined us. How about that? Chris, if you have any prayer requests, bring them on now because we're about ready to get in our circle here. That's good, you guys. Projects. Oh, that's fun. Prayers for Rita's sister. Her sister had Rita Garrison. She had her sister had major surgery, and she kind of laid up for about 7 days or so in her house. And actually, that's where Rita is tonight. You know, helping her sister with that. Yeah, we do miss Rita. She plans on being here Sunday. Karen should be here Sunday. Karen was out the girls doing the soccer stuff. They got overloaded with it, so she couldn't be here. There's a young lady named young teenager. I mentioned last week. So we're still lifting her in prayer. Alyssa, she had a brain injury a couple years ago, and she's still having a lot of problems, even schizophrenic type episode stuff. It's just not good. Not good at all. I guess I'll call it email ministry because it's not actually through Facebook, but because I have on my webpage, gregconroy.com, people can send in requests like that. And I've got a young man in his early 30s named Aaron. He's having a lot of problems with his vision. And the doctors can't seem to do anything with him. It's very painful. So he's got pain up around his eyes and that, and his vision is affected. And the doctors aren't getting anywhere with it. But he has faith. He has faith that God can take care of it. But he's not seen the manifestation of it. And that's, we know how disappointing and how frustrating that can be. Looks like Judy joined us too. Hello, Judy. So if you guys have any prayer requests, especially on Facebook, pop them in now because we're about ready to get into our circle here. So who else did I forget? We talked about the Emmaus Walk. Well, of course, for our country right here, for this, for all the political divide that just shouldn't be there. You know, it's a sad thing, but that's all this stuff's prophesied, right? I mean, the end, you know, God tells us all this stuff is going to be happening here, you know, as we get closer to the end. But it's not much fun going through or watching or anything else. So we're proclaiming peace for all the political stuff. That's just way too much. And for the upcoming elections too, for that matter. It still all ties together. The sad thing is that you see, you know, a number of these protesters. I mean, they're getting to violence, right? I mean, come on. I'm all about protesting. That's what America's about, right? Protest, make your statement, but you don't need to be getting violent. That's anywhere. I don't know.
I knew there was protesting in Africa, but I didn't know.
Yeah, no. It's more than just in the capital. They're having to have the Capitol Police to that point. The Capitol Police. I mean, they're having to escort the senators through, you know, to keep them from getting beat up by the crowds. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, come on. It's sad. It's very sad, and it's needs to be lifted in prayer. Needs to be lifted in prayer. Okay, I haven't seen anything else on Facebook, so it looks like we are going in prayer here, guys. Let's get in our circle.
Get in our circle, be unbroken. I know. Maybe we will. Maybe we actually will finally get around to doing that. Oops, I gotta. Let me spin this around here so people have something to look at. Yeah, stand right there. It'll go that far. It just takes a while. Da-na-na-na-na. Battery is running low. I have to charge up the battery. Well, you actually kind of have to do a little bit of both. Close enough. You want to be in the shot? Oh, well, Lord, I thank you. It's good. You want to be in a shot? I don't want to be a shot. That's all right. But God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Thursday nights. Lord, I thank you that your grace is real, your forgiveness is real, and I thank you that you give us Thursday nights for, especially for me, just to totally mess up tonight. But God is good. God is good. His grace endures. Lord, we stand here in a circle, united, standing in faith and the trust that you do hear our prayers and that it is your will for peace among your people. So, Lord, we're lifting up this whole political environment that has been just specifically messing with the United States right now. It needs to stop. It needs to be at peace. There needs to be your sense of order, Lord, to come back to all this, the way you created us, you know, to be able to interact, to be able to have differences of opinion without bringing the violence and darkness into this. It's just messed up, totally messed. So, Lord, we thank you that you do hear us. You know our pleas for these things. Lord, we're lifting up those that have been they've been enduring a lot of things with regard to brain injuries and just attacks on the mind. Anxiety, of course, is attack on the mind. I know that because I endured that for many years. But was set free by your hand, by the hand of Jesus. So, Lord, for Alyssa, we thank you, Lord, that that injury she received a number of years back, that all the effects of it are just reversed. She has no need for medicine. She is of sound mind, right? 2 Timothy 1:7, God gives us a sound mind. So I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, that Rita's sister is made fully whole. She's been through the surgery. I thank you, Lord, for just supernaturally fast recovery for her. She's not enduring any pain. She is at perfect peace and fully restored. I'm lifting up a young man in his 30s named Aaron. He's been dealing with a lot of things with regard to vision and pains that the doctors can't seem to do anything with. And Lord, he's reaching out to you. And we're lifting him now, Lord, in faith and trust. So Lord, I thank you that his eyes, vision is fully restored. Where it was causing that pain, just shrinks and leaves and is gone. Just gone with no effect. He's made fully whole. Just give him that miracle. Give him that victory. Give him that victory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that Melody's here tonight with us. Thank you, Lord, for the great gift you give her, the gift of song, her passion for you, her love for you. Thank you, Daddy, that you've got her involved in a lot of things, and she's at that age, she can learn. She can learn, but Lord, weed out what needs to be out of the way so she can be at peace and not feel any stress, because these are all good things I know she wants to do and sees value in, but Lord, help her prioritize. Help her prioritize, Lord. For our God is good. And to that end, Lord, this new role that Melody's moving in with her ministry group up at the University of Dayton, we thank you that Angelo is, you give him what he needs, give him the guidance and the inspirations, thing to do, and also for Melody and her new role for logistics and seeing a path. Let her see the path, Lord, that brings her through all that stuff. And we come against this congestion that's messing with Melody. So, Lord, we speak to the sinuses, and we command them to be at peace right now. They just relax and be at full peace. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Just full peace. Open up. Open up and relax and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we're lifting up Sandy. Sandy in this treatment she's been going through to deal with the rest of this breast cancer stuff. Thank you, Lord, that these medicines don't cause her any ill effect, that the treatments cause no ill effect, that she is fully made whole. Fully made whole. Through the power in Jesus' name. For Lord our God, you're awesome. Thank you, Lord, that her skin is at peace, the redness and whatever, any side effects, Lord, they just all go away. go away. And for her husband, for Leroy, Lord, we thank you that for his peace, for his healing. I know he has a number of different things he needs, Lord. We're just reclaiming it, speaking it for them as a couple, for them as a family, for the entire family, just your healing touch and your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for your protections and travel for Sarah and Kate, and for this upcoming men's walk to Emmaus. I thank you, Lord, the women's walk to Emmaus touched many lives, and we're going to see the same. And Lord, I thank you for bringing us pilgrims. There's a number of people that I personally have been interacting with, and I think they're close. And Lord, if it be your will, I thank you, just bring them on. Bring them on. That all starts next Thursday, which reminds me, nothing happening here next Thursday, because Pastor's going to be there too. Pastor Larry's going to be there also. But, yeah, you get a bye. Oh, good. That you're double blessed.
I'm trying to make it work, but now it'll work better.
You're double blessed then. Okay, surprise. Okay. But anyway. Yeah, cool. It's like, cool. Hey, every now and then we just fling need a break, right? But God is good. Now, and blessings for Megan, who's going to be delivering the message on Sunday. And actually, she had some specific songs, make sure I talk to you guys about before, for that Sunday. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday. When Megan's here talking, one of it was Days of Elijah. That was one of the songs she wanted to do. These are the days of Elijah. Okay, right. But anyway, thanks for Linda being the artist of the newsletter for V&V. That's awesome. Isn't that great?
Yes,
get your picture
was.
In there. We got to show it on Facebook, too.
Yes.
You saw me do that? Yeah. God is good. He's in for your upcoming trip here. 1 month.
1 month.
1 month. Costa Rica, huh?
And I see them Saturday.
You'll get to see them Saturday. Nice. Actually, Saturday. I've got the last Emmaus team meeting for the men. So, good. Are you going to West Virginia? Is that what you're doing? That's right. You're going to West Virginia. But West Virginia is beautiful. So, Lord, we're thanking you for Bruce and Donna for their protection. And glad that they got hooked up with some laborers, you know, to load them up. And it wasn't. And Brandon's thankful it wasn't him. And
gotta pay for gas.
Yeah. Tis all good. Lord, we thank you though for schooling for Brandon. That this you give him what he needs. Give him what he needs to endure to the end, to finish the prize. How's that? That is good. And Lord, we thank you for projects finished, and for projects that maybe we should have wisdom not to do. But Lord, he'll show you, brother. He'll show you. He'll lay it on your heart. Matter of fact, if he doesn't want you to do that project, it'll just vaporize. Somebody else will get it. So that'll.
Someone else makes up my mind for me.
There you go. All right. Well then. Then that's good. So anyway. So God is good. Anything else, guys? Did I miss anything? I think we're in good. Well, we know we missed something because there's always something. But anyway, we've lifted up specific to this. So Lord, I thank you. So join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get a chair out so you can sit in so we can pray for your sinuses.
Cool.
Is that all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. Let's do that. Hold on. All right, let's get you right here. Have a seat. Here we see. Good. I like that optimism. I like that optimism. I like that. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Come on around here. Come on around here. We're going to pray for Melody. You get to pray for Melody. Because God is good. God is good. All this stuff is messing with it. So, Lord, I thank you for Melody. And I thank you, Lord, that she has chosen to be a servant of yours, as we all have here. But Melody is getting a lot of things revealed to her. You're showing her, Lord, where you're wanting her to be in the kingdom and what to do on this earth to share your word, like we talked about in John 17 today, right? how Jesus was talking about how he gave his word to us and how we're sharing it through. How we're sharing it. So, Lord, thank you. Everybody repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Melody.
This healing belongs to Melody.
Because what Jesus has done.
Because what Jesus has done.
Your turn, Melody. This healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because what Jesus has done.
And
say this after me, Melody. Say, sinuses be loosed. Relaxed. Infections go. Infirmity go.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay,
just hang loose for a second. All right, Lord, let her just feel that opening up. Keep all the garbage from messing for her, Lord. See, darkness is always trying to keep us distracted so we can't accomplish what our mission is. You know? And trying to discourage us and try to get us to doubt. You know, but our God is faithful. Our God is awesome. What are you feeling, Melody?
A little bit of heat.
Yeah.
From your hand.
Yeah, I know. It feels hot. Let it go all the way through there, Lord. Let it open up all the sinuses. Anything else her body might need, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Just let the light of Jesus just whoosh. Thank you, Lord. Sinuses be loosed right now. Perfectly perfect. Nothing shall ever come against you again, Melody. Isaiah 54:17 tells us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. So, Lord, we're speaking right to those sinuses, to our entire respiratory system, Lord. Then any attack that's trying to come against her is negated, crushed. Crushed in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of there, in the name of Jesus. Fill her with your light, Lord. We call your purifying Holy Spirit fire on her, Lord. Just the fire of God. The purifying, healing fire, Lord, that sets her completely free. No drippage, no nothing. Sinuses, you relax and be at perfect peace. Your immune system is in full balance. Perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What are you feeling, Melody?
Well, my breathing is better, but my ears still feel clogged.
It's because I forgot about yours.
That's the bigger thing.
All right. That's the Eustachian tube stuff, right?
Yep.
All right? Okay,
yeah,
Lord.
There.
Right there? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. These Eustachian tubes, they relax. And they just open up. Because I know they open up down to the back of the throat there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Jesus. So ears, you open. All the clog that's up in there. And that's probably what the source of all this is anyway. So thank you, Jesus. So Eustachian tubes, you must now relax. Because relaxing is submitting. It's submitting to God. So thank you, Lord. That submission allows that healing power just to flow. Flow right through. There we go. Give her more, Lord. Give her more. Let those ears pop open. New station tubes open. I don't know what you're feeling, Melody, but it's pretty wild. What do you feel?
Not much.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Cool. Let her feel it, Lord. Let her feel it just open. Right in that gap. Give me a yawn or something. That usually helps open it.
Come on.
Oh, that's contagious, isn't it? Everybody yawns. Wait a second. Okay, what you got? Do me a favor. Blow. Where'd you do your...
Yeah. I don't need to blow.
No, I want you to, because that'll make your nose go...
Yeah. Oh, we're going to need to plug my nose. I don't need to blow. I got two. One and a half.
One and a half. How you feeling?
I think my ears are better.
Ears feel like you're opening up? Okay. Good. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've given so far, and Daddy, we thank you for a finished job. Mm-hmm. Finished job, 100% in the name of Jesus. God is good. Look right over there, Melody.
Great.
Look right over there. This is Melody. This is my younger daughter. Nope. My sweet Melody. She loves to sing. She loves God. Everybody here loves God. Who's out of it? Scott's hiding out of the Scott's. Stick your go in there, stick your face like that, and go back. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. There it is. There's Scott. Okay, we got him. All right, we got him all. All right, so God bless you guys who are hanging out with us. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. We're not going to be here next Thursday. We're going to be at Camp Chautauqua with the Men's Walk to Emmaus. Go to northernlightsemmaus.org, and you can actually check out the forums, and there's a video on there that talks all about it, too. So we're good, right? We're good. God bless you guys. We will see you actually in 2 weeks.